has a question for you.
Oh, of course, Elmo. What's on your mind?
Dad, why do we have to pay taxes every year on April 15 when we already pay sales tax every time we make a purchase? And we get taxed when we pay for electricity? And the government takes 20% of my paycheck when I work so hard collecting shopping carts at the local Safeway market? And then we get hit every time the government prints money for a massive new pork barrel spending bill with the hidden tax known as inflation? Not to mention how we get taxed on our 401k, and we even get taxed for taking money early out of our 401k. Dada, we get taxed coming and going. Why are taxes so important?
Oh, Elmo, I'm glad you asked. You see, paying taxes is very important. You know how I'm your dada, and I take good care of you, Elmo?
Yes, Dada.
I'll make sure you get shot up with the latest safe and effective boosters. And then I'll help you get well when the safe and effective boosters make you sick as fuck for 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh yeah. Elmo loves boosters. It pinch a little, but then Elmo gets sick for 3 weeks and then can still transmit the virus anyway.
Well, Elmo, the government is like the big daddy for all of us who have the privilege to be so free. We spend 2/3 of our income on rent and the other 1/3 on groceries, leaving everybody else to desperately scramble for the ever-shrinking excess income of a rarefied few who make enough money by working for weapons manufacturers, or who work building our digital prison, or who collect fat paychecks and receive sick-ass benefits by working directly for the Big Daddy itself, so they can spend money on other things besides rent and food. And we trust this Big Daddy with our tax money to make our lives better, Elmo.
Oh, I see, Dada. So we pay so much taxes so that the government has money to make our lives better by building bridges that won't collapse, and allowing people who don't have any income left for healthcare to attain healthcare, and by making education affordable? Is that right, Dada?
Oh, Elmo, I'm afraid not. You see, our Big Daddy keeps us safe by making the rest of the world incredibly unsafe through unchecked aggression against poor people, covert destabilization programs of entire regions, and by funding and arming and giving full-throated support to actual unhinged fascists around the globe, who Big Daddy uses to achieve its nefarious geopolitical goals by proxy.
But Dada, Elmo confused. How does Big Daddy keep us safe by making everything else unsafe?
Oh, Elmo, these are complicated matters that are hard for kids like you to understand. You see, if Big Daddy didn't cause war, poverty, deprivation, and chaos around the world, then surely another Big Daddy would. It's the law of the jungle, Elmo. So Big Daddy is playing 5D chess on all of our behalf, and you just have to trust them.
Oh, okay, Dada, but can you give me an example of Big Daddy using my car collecting money to make me safe by making everywhere else a hellish nightmare?
Sure, son. You see, there's this one region of the world the U.S. and U.K. call the Middle East.
And the rest of the world calls West Asia?
That's right, son. And this place called the Middle East has lots of oil. And Big Daddy needs to make sure it can have all the oil it needs to run its economy. And, more importantly, to run its Frankenstein monster out of control military-industrial complex. So in order to keep the Middle East destabilized for easy looting of the oil, we fund and arm a small country there, which I won't name, because if I do, Someone at Daddy's work will accuse Daddy of being anti-Semitic, and my life will be ruined, Elmo.
This is your legacy, Mr. Corbyn. You still haven't opened your eyes. You still haven't told the whole truth. You still haven't accepted your responsibility. You have failed the test of leadership. Apologise now.
But this small country, it needs to dominate this other, even smaller country, which according to Google Maps is not even a place anymore. And in order to do that, you and I have to give Big Daddy lots of money, so the small country that Big Daddy loves can terrorize and dominate the other smaller country that doesn't even exist on Google Maps.
Dad, I'm so confused. What are my taxes actually used for?
Well, Elmo, let's listen to some news and find out.
On Tuesday, armed Israeli quadcopters shot at children in Nuseirat. Reports emerged that the drones have not just been shooting at children, but loudspeakers on the quadcopters hovering over Nuseirat refugee camp are broadcasting sounds of babies and women crying. The Geneva-based Euromed Human Rights Monitor reports that this psychological warfare tactic is being used to lure civilians toward the sounds in order to shoot them. The human rights group stated on Tuesday that according to testimonies from camp residents, sounds coming from the quadcopters also include voices of women and girls screaming, "Come help me, I am injured.
Oh, Dada, Elmo upset. Why is Elmo paying to have other kids like Elmo murdered by dystopian quadcopter drones? And Elmo's car collecting money is going to psychological terror operations to make people think that babies like Elmo are in trouble? And so that when they try to help, they get turkey shot like JFK was beside the grassy knoll? No, Dada, Elmo doesn't want to pay Big Daddy anymore. Big Daddy is demonic Daddy. Elmo don't want to pay.
Oh, Elmo. Why, you don't have a choice. Either you pay Big Daddy, or Big Daddy will take even more of your car collecting money right out of your bank account, Elmo. And if you still try to don't pay, Big Daddy will Wesley Snipes your ass and throw you straight in jail.
I'm gonna love running this place.
Look, the brothers don't wait to get paid. Money talks. Bullshit runs the marathon. So, see ya.
And I wouldn't wanna be here.
Why bother? I like her. Number one. Number two. She's a mother in bed. Mm-hmm. Number three. The rest don't matter.
You don't want to be in jail, do you, Elmo? The daddies in jail are not the kind of daddies you're gonna want, son.
I used to fuck guys like you in prison.
So Elmo has no choice but to pay for war, chaos, deprivation, carnage, demonic psychological operations against other children like Elmo? And the murder of babies?
That's right, Elmo. Aren't we lucky to be so free?
Oh, Elmo doesn't feel right, Dada. Can Elmo have some ketamine to numb him out so he doesn't have to think about how fucked up this all is?
You read my mind, Elmo. Let's do a father-son K-hole together.
Elmo don't care about anything anymore. Elmo in a K-hole. K-hole for Elmo. K-hole for Elmo.
Happy Tax Day!
Now,
What starts with the letter K? K-hole starts with K. K is for K-hole, that's good enough for me. K is for K-hole, that's good enough for me. K is for K-hole, that's good enough for me. K-hole, K-hole, K-hole starts with K.
I'll never apologize for the United States of America. Ever. I don't care what the facts are.
Tiny spirit in a K-hole, bloated like soggy cereal. God will come and wash away our tattoos and all the cocaine and all of the aborted babies.
As the foot in the foot.